something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Fullness of God.
Hallelujah.
If you were not supposed to change, you were not supposed to hear this message. This is God's material. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. God is not a bad investor. He's a good investor. This is God's material for changing your life. The Bible says the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. But how can they believe except they hear it? How can they hear it without a preacher? So he sent me to preach it so you can hear it, so you can believe and receive it. His material is the gospel. That's what you're hearing. And he's not using it in vain. The message is coming to you now to transform your life. All God wants you to say is, yes, sir, I accept. That's all. And he will do the rest. Just get ready. By the time we're rounding off this service, your life will not be the same again. Hallelujah. You were born to hear this. Glory to God. Let's read it. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That means we're created for good works, to do good works. Which God, these good works, he says, which God hath before ordained that we should work in them. Just in case you didn't catch it, let me read it to you from the newer version here. He says, for we are God's own handiwork. Ah. You know, when you look at something like this, it says, whose handiwork is this? Whose workmanship is this? They say it's XYZ company. Now, the Bible says, we are God's handiwork. We are his workmanship. It says, recreated in Christ Jesus. That means born again. So it says, recreated in Christ Jesus. It puts in parentheses, born anew. Hallelujah. That we may do those good works which God predestined. That means planned beforehand for us. This is the best part of it. Listen, he says, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them. Then he says, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. You see what I mean? He says, doing the good works that God prepared. He prepared the good works ahead of time. Taking paths, that means the road he planned for me to pass. He says, God already arranged it. So that I will go through that road. In other words, everybody that I will meet, God already wrote it down. Everything they will tell me, everything I would say. So if I would sink myself through the word of God and the Holy Ghost in God's place, in God's time, for God's purpose, then my life would be on course. He says, living the good life. Which he prearranged. He prearranged the good life and made it ready for us to live. Hi! What a life! What a life! What a life! What a life! That's why Paul could tell when his job was not completed. He said, I feel like dying. It's better for me to die and go to heaven. I'll read it to you just now. So you understand that in Christianity, there's no such thing as, oh, hey, say, hey. I didn't know, I just died. In real Christianity, in real Christianity, we have a choice. We have a choice. So much so, I will show it to you. So much so that if God showed up in your room and said, son, you are dying today, you could say, is today all right? And God will say, that's what I thought. And you will say, okay, not today. You say, that is that possible? I will read to you just now. Listen. Listen. Let me give you a testimony from a dear man of God. Very remarkable testimony. His wife had a goiter. And the goiter was growing larger and larger. And then he was about 35 years old. All right? He was about 35 years old. Kenneth Hagin. And as it got larger, she began to have choking spells. And they had been praying about it. Somehow, he had this fear about letting her go for an operation because the doctors had checked and said she would have to have surgery. So she was very concerned. And he was concerned. So he kept praying about it. They were praying about it. One day, Jesus appeared to him in a vision. And the Lord said, tell your wife to go for the operation. She will not die. Why did he say that? Actually, he started by telling him, I've come to answer your prayer. He said, tell your wife to go for the operation. She will not die. He said, because it was divinely ordained that she would die on the operation table. She was supposed to die on the operation table. He said, every time I prayed about it, I had this feeling within me that if I let her go for the operation, she would die. Then Jesus said, yes. That was divinely ordained that she would die on the operation table. Now, the woman said this on her own as well afterward. She said, I always thought that I would die on the operation table. She knew it inside her. The husband knew it inside him. The doctors didn't give her a chance to make it through. They felt she would die. Now, Jesus said to him that that was divinely planned. Then he said, but because you asked me, she will live and not die. Then he said this, how I wish to do so much for my children if they would only ask me. Do you understand that? In other words, he has given us a right to alter divine plans. Didn't you hear what he called in the book of Hebrews chapter 12? He said, we are come to Mount Zion. He called it the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are registered in heaven. I don't know whether you got that or not. You think about the House of Representatives? All right? Think of the National Assembly. when they all come together and they make decisions for the country, the Bible says we have arrived there. We belong in the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn. He says, which are registered. They are registered. You are registered in the General Assembly of God to govern the world. Do you understand? For anything that concerns you to be done, your consent is required. That is the policy. Your consent is required. If you don't know this, you think God is responsible for everything that happens.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/goloud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Main Church Naoya, Zebra Road, behind Metroplex Mall. Worship with us on Wednesday 6 p.m. and Sunday 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +256 777 002 372 or +256 744 842 849 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.